This is 105.7 CFW, the Valley's Fun Music.
Spilled your drink? Quick, the quicker picker-upper. Bounty picks up spills quicker. And each sheet is 2 times more absorbent, so you can use less than the leading ordinary brand. So, you can get back to your night. Bounty, the quicker picker-upper.
For WCFW News, I'm James Kelly. The sale of a popular campsite in Chippewa County is expected to be finalized next week. According to a WQOW report, Our Nowakwa Inc. will close on the purchase of Camp Nowakwa in Cornell on Tuesday, January 9th. The organization will use the camp space for youth groups and rentals will be available starting this spring. The camp was previously owned by the Girl Scouts of Northwestern Great Lakes. Our Nowakwa board president, Sherry Jasper, also thanked their volunteers and donors for making the acquisition possible. A bomb threat shut down the Minnesota State Capitol on Wednesday morning. Authorities say the bomb threat was emailed to a number of state capitals across the country, and out of an abundance of caution, Minnesota State Patrol Capitol Security closed the building and conducted multiple searches. After no threatening or suspicious items were found, the Capitol was reopened. Capitol Security also increased its presence in the building throughout the rest of the day, and the situation is being monitored. And that's what you need to know. For WCFW News, I'm James Kelly.
Identify yourself.
WCFW-FM and WCFW-HD1, Chippewa Falls, Eau Claire, and the entire Chippewa Valley.
A civic media radio station.
FM has always stood for fine music. And now, FM stands for fun music, too. This is the Valley's Fun Music, 105.7.
CFW.
Chippewa Valley.
Turn around.
Every now and then I get a little bit nervous that the best of all the years have gone by.
Turn around.
Every now and then I get a little bit terrified, and then I see the look in your eyes.
Turn around, bright eyes.
Every now and then I fall apart.
Turn around.
Thank you.
me falling apart. Nothing I can say, a total eclipse of the heart. A total eclipse of the heart. A total eclipse of the heart.
CFW, the Valley's first choice for fun music. CFW.
Unbelievable. Singly last, it's all mean you can ask her. 1057 CFW.
Part of the valley is River Prairie and Red Cedar State Trail. This is 105.7 CFW, the valley's fun music. 1057 CFW.
I'm meteorologist Brittany Merlot with a look at your weather ahead. A few flurries flying around early, eventually winding down with some pockets of sunshine possible as high temperatures stay below freezing into the upper 20s. Tonight will be mostly cloudy with lows dropping to the low 20s. And tomorrow, chances of snow pushing in by late afternoon. Right now, it's 21 degrees.
CFW.
This is 105.7 CFW.
Sleepless nights, and I can't wait to see you. This is 105.7 CFW.
Right. 105.7 CFW.
You like
1057 CFW.
Seven CFW.
Valley's fun music.
Lots and lots of fun.
All day long.
105.7 CFW.
Attention, if you're a person who dislikes fun, please tune away now. Are they gone? Yeah, good. Okay, if you live in the Valley, you can pick up oldie stations and kids stations. And, well, we thought it was time for some fun. You know, this world doesn't have enough fun in it. So we've put together a radio station that has a great time playing the music you grew up with. And we sprinkle in a good dose of fun. Nothing wrong with fun. Life's too short. So come on along with us and enjoy the fun ride on the fun music station, 105.7 CFW.
For WCFW News, I'm James Kelly. Two people were injured in a crash involving a garbage truck on Wednesday morning. The Eau Claire Police Department announced the crash occurred around 6:10 a.m. at the intersection of Highway 93 and East Hamilton Avenue. Their initial investigation found a car ran a red light and collided with a garbage truck. Both the driver of the car and the driver of the garbage truck were transported to local hospitals following the crash, which shut down a portion of Highway 93 for a few hours. The crash remains under investigation. Planned Parenthood of Wisconsin employees have announced their intent to form a union. More than 100 employees, including nurse practitioners and registered nurses, would be covered under the Wisconsin Federation of Nurses and Health Professionals if their union drive is successful. Planned Parenthood declined to immediately recognize the union and will hold a formal election supervised by the National Labor Relations Board. Workers are seeking a seat at the table of the decision-making process. And that's what you need to know. For WCFW News, I'm James Kelly.
Identify yourself.
WCFW-FM and WCFW-HD1, Chippewa Falls, Eau Claire, and the entire Chippewa Valley.
A Civic Media radio station.
FM has always stood for fine music. And now, FM stands for fun music, too. This is the Valley's fun music. 105.7.
CFW.
Chippewa Valley.
Should have seen by the look in my eyes, baby, there was something missing. You should have known by the tone of my voice, maybe, but you didn't listen. You may dare, but you never played.